There's a new deep dive from the Decoder, 2.8 million messages across Italy and Spain, that describes Telegram not just as a place where AI harm appears, but as an organized abuse stack. It treats nudifying bots, deepfake tools, and archives as interchangeable parts.
That's the key surprise. It's not the AI itself so much as how the pieces are assembled. Image manipulation, distribution, storage, discovery, and resale are split across bots and channels instead of being one operator's single operation.
The report paints it like an assembly line. Someone can upload a photo to a bot that synthesizes sexualized content, route the result into a channel that markets access, and rely on automated archives to preserve and repackage material for sale.
And that changes the economics. Generative tools lower the marginal cost and skill needed. Chat UIs and automated workflows let more actors participate, reduce operational risk, and make monetization repeatable with minimal friction.
Telegram's product features matter here. Big channels for broadcast, bots for automation, reposting and search for discovery, and weak identity friction so operators can rotate handles and clone surfaces easily. The platform doesn't need to host a model to be part of the stack.
That modularity also limits moderation. Takedowns of a bot or archive often just shift the workflow. The capability reappears under a new name, in another channel, or via a slightly different bot interaction. Enforcement ends up chasing surfaces, not the capability class.
For teams building models, apps, or hosting layers, the threat model should change. The article says abuse chaining is a design pattern. Don't assume misuse will look like a single, obvious prompt when capabilities can be wrapped in chat UX and relayed through bots.
So defenses need to go beyond classifiers. The piece suggests practical controls, rate limits, provenance signals, stronger bot getting, abuse reporting pathways, and friction for mass uploads and automated resharing to raise the cost of repeated abuse.
The broader lesson is structural. The same qualities that scale AI, automation, low friction, remixability, conversational interfaces, also make it trivial to chain components into abusive pipelines. That's why this is an infrastructure story, not just content moderation.
Bottom line, platforms should focus on design choices that make an abusive stack harder to assemble, not only on detecting illicit content. The Decoder's analysis is a useful blueprint for where to prioritize those defenses.